Marjorie is in Chelmsford. Hello, Marjorie.
Hello, Petrie.
Hello.
Nice to talk to you.
And you.
I was telling your lady on the phone, I've made arrangements for myself. I'm nearly 80, and I know about all this kind of thing because I read about it in a newspaper called UK Column. And there's nothing but corruption and Stalinism in this country. So I'm very lucky, really. I'm a diabetic, and I've got lots of insulin in the house, and so when the time comes, I shall use it.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. And before I do it, I shall write a letter to the local council and the local paper and accuse them of murder. I shall do that because it's all I can do to save my children from going on the street, and I don't want that to happen at all. And there won't be just me. There'll be many, many more people like me who are doing it. Not yet. There's no reason for it yet. But if anything happened and I realised the time was up, that's what I will do.
Rather than going to a care home?
Oh, yes. I've even told my doctor I'm going to do it. And I've just made that sort of arrangement with myself that I'm going to do it and nobody's going to stop me. And it's the last thing I can do for my children.
So that they can keep the house?
Yes, that's the last thing I can do. I can't do anything else. We haven't got money in the bank. And all they will have as an asset is the house we live in. And so that's the last thing I can do for them.
Do your children know?
Yes, they're horrified. But I've told them I'm going to do it. Because what else can I do? I couldn't be a proper mother if I didn't safeguard them in some way. I do believe we're living in Stalinism. I think this is the kind of thing that used to go on in Russia, probably, and I think you are quite right when you said that the next step is going to be people who are living in council houses. What's going to happen to them? Their children will be made responsible, presumably, for it.
They too will have to pay.
Mm. Yes, exactly. Anyway, I do believe that there'll be lots of people like me. As I said, I'm nearly 80, and they'll be making the same arrangements. I'm just lucky because I've got insulin in the house.
That's just devastating to me, Marjorie, that you feel the only way you can hand on the asset that you've worked hard for and built up over your life is to kill yourself.
Yes, exactly. But I shall do it because I just believe that's all I can do for them, so I will do it. And it isn't going to be just me. There might be a whole lot of old people who are doing the same, and if they do, they should do what I shall do. Write to the council and the papers and tell them they've been murdered. You know, the corruption in this country is frightful. It's terrible. It goes so much deeper than anybody thinks it is. It starts at the top and it goes to the bottom. And I do think that people should start looking things up and not taking things for granted.
Do you know what, Marjorie? I'm just going to read you this, an email that's just come through. It came through a little while ago.
Yes.
Says, personally, I'm going to walk into the sea at Brighton when I get to that stage. Please, God, I'm sufficiently compos mentis to do so. Have to make sure I don't leave it too late.
Exactly. That's quite right. That's exactly it. You have to do it before the stroke or before you are totally taken away by Alzheimer's or whatever happens. You must do it before.
And, well, it's heartbreaking.
There'll be a lot of us.